Scorpions Avenue. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. Two Jews, No Harm and Killabrews.
A.k.a. we are doing this very gaily. This is a daily.
Yes.
There you go.
There we go.
Bring in the joy every single day.
Bring in the funk.
Bring in the noise, but not...
No, we're not going to bring the funk every day, but
you
today
guys
we'll
bring the funk, we'll bring the noise.
Do you like how I'm blending into the couch with
you
this?
Man.
I have a lot of things that are kind of in this genre.
In the salmon genre?
Salmon genre.
Let's get into this, because I do wonder about this, and I pose this question for today's episode in all sincerity.
Yeah, please tweet at us or on our social media. Let us know what you think about this.
So at what age do you feel like we stop getting a ton of birthday presents?
It's a good question. Is it 18? Because
so
you're a man.
11?
25? Like, Who cares? Who gives a lot of birthday presents on the 26th?
Or expects birth. A lot of birthday presents.
Yeah.
Look, we've gone on record on this podcast saying that we love having a birthday party.
Got shout out to Kestrin and Jonathan and all of our friends, John Bernstein on the RVIP.
Doing karaoke, staying up all night, just dumb fun. I think I don't ever want to stop doing that.
I just want to hang with our friends.
But like, the presents, don't even bring a present. Just show up. It's fun. The experience is
if you get
present.
A couple on your birthday, it feels good. I like getting a couple on my birthday.
Couple things from your family. They
yes.
splurge. They know what you've been waiting for.
But
hey,
if you're a grown person gunning for lots of presents, like you got to sort of inspect the Peter Pan
syndrome. You
have
a problem. Right. Yeah. You have a problem. You're an adult. You're an adult spoiled brat. That's
if you,
you
want
are.
A ton of presents, a couple are good.
And sometimes it's an even bigger problem, like the dude in this story. Let's dig into it.
Oh my God, this guy.
For many folks out there, one romantic partner is more than enough.
And I'd say for most folks.
I'd say for pretty much everybody. It's pretty rare to have multiple romantic partners at once.
There are people in open relationships, and they make it work. And to
sure,
those people,
when you're
I
single,
say...
single, also as you're dating multiple people, you're trying
yeah.
it out. You're seeing how where it goes for people. That happens. It's not the end of the world.
No.
You're not a mean person if you're trying
you're
that,
not
if
maniacal.
You're honest with
no.
them.
No.
But for one committed fraudster... Committed.
Committed Froster, by the way, sounds like a Squirrel Nut Zipper cover band. And my friend Daisy's, my daughter's friend's dad was the drummer in Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get into that. All right. So, but for one committed fraudster, Squirrel Nut Zipper, mm-hmm. 35 appeared to be the perfect number of people to
what?
Be in a relationship with.
What?
Doesn't, but I think Committed Froster does sound like a Squirrel Nut Zipper
cover band so said.
Made up entirely of Bank of America corporate executives.
Employees. Sure.
Okay, according to the Tokyo Reporter, 39-year-old Takashi Miyagawa
is
suspected of simultaneously having serious relationships with upwards of 30 women with the intention of defrauding them by receiving as many birthday presents as possible.
Okay, so when he says...
Friends with benefits, he means...
Birthday presents.
Yeah.
30 at once?
Romantically involved. That feels like a lot of work.
Like several Google spreadsheets you have to stay on top of.
You got
to
study that stuff nightly.
Who did I say this to?
Miyagawa, whose real birthday is November 13th, is reportedly a part-time...
Hang on a second. I'm going to write that down because I want to send him a gift.
Reportedly a part-time worker.
And
from
a full-time player!
From the Kansai region of southern Japan. He's got to be a part-time worker.
Yeah.
Because
you don't have time to work a full-time job.
You literally need to spend several hours a day to stay up on this spreadsheet.
Part-time worker,
full-time player. And if he's only part-time, it stands to reason why he wouldn't have enough money to splurge on anything for himself.
Okay. So
he needs these presents.
He needs a scheme, Jay.
In his scheme, he is said to have told his different girlfriends fake birthdays.
Wow.
In order to receive birthday presents throughout the calendar
year.
You
can't have a woman come over and just see a bunch of presents. Wait, I thought your birthday was in March.
Check this, Rand. He once told a woman that his birthday was February 22nd.
What?
Another that it was in July, and a third that it was in April.
Oh, the humanity.
He lied about his birthday.
Uh-huh.
If this were Singapore, I believe he could have been shot.
Go.
He goes,
go, shorty.
It's your birthday.
We're going to party like it's your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Every single day.
But it's your birthday.
Tell me if I'm right. If this was Singapore, he could have been
definitely
murdered
Cane
in front of
death.
All these women.
Cane to death.
Police say he's collected approximately 100,000 yen.
Which is, I thought,
a lot of money. Like, whoa, man. 100,000 yen.
It's $926.
$926.
Before we get too excited.
From those three women alone.
Right.
In the form of different gifts. The 100,000 yen 20,000 yen was reported. Okay, of the 100,000 yen, 20,000 yen, $185, was reportedly in the form of electronic money.
So he's just, yeah, go buy yourself something nice.
He also received a suit worth 30,000 yen, which is $277. $277 suit.
It's not a great suit.
It's not that great of a suit.
It's not a bad suit. It's just not a great suit.
And who gives money as a gift? She obviously doesn't know you that well.
It's right. What do I get him? Well,
nor does she care to find out the real
that's
you.
Right. Just give him some yen.
Give him some yen.
Give him some yen and let him get in some of her inside.
I would dump her for not knowing who you are and go with the other 34 women you're dating with.
That's right.
The fraudulent relationships came to the attention of the police in February.
That's bad. When the police get involved.
But why are the police getting involved when some of the girlfriends formed a victim's alliance?
Because they don't have gun issues there.
A victim's alliance and filed a complaint against them. Is this a classless action suit?
There you go. There you go.
How the victims found one another is still unclear.
Social media?
Maybe they looked at his social media.
Exactly.
Stop tagging all these women in your posts, bro.
Stop saying I love you.
Jeez Louise.
You do it on Snapchat.
Police, however, believe that Miyagawa met the women via a multi-level marketing scheme.
Okay.
Involving the sale of, and we're going to take a break, and when I tell you on the other side what it's the sale of,
you're not going to...
You will not believe it. That of all things.
Of all things to be a multi-level marketing scam, the fact that he was selling this is really maybe the most remarkable
thing.
Don't
go anywhere. We'll tell it to you on the other side of this break. Guys, Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Isn't that fantastic?
It's huge.
Researched and developed for 3 years and made for people, not patients.
That's a big point, too.
Lucy was created. Hey, they created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, and they're all really good. Wintergreen, cinnamon, pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor, and each and every flavor actually tastes good.
Yep.
How about that for a change?
That's actually good.
And it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. This is a real way for you to transition off the cigarettes, to get a little bit of nicotine so you get the fix that you need, and then at the same time, you're weaning yourself off of the cigarette.
It's such an important thing to do, and I have a good friend of mine who used this very successfully, so I know this type of thing can work, so we want you to try it. And again, you're not smoking in people's faces, you're not giving it to your family. This is a great way, a great step to
take. It's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw away your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. It's the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month, so you don't have to think about it. It's so simple, you don't have to leave your house, because Lucy has delivery down. Sklarbro Country Virus Edition listeners, go to lucy.co.co and use the promo code Sklarbro and get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co. Use the promo code Sklarbro at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived by tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, and make sure you use that promo code Sklarbro.
Hey, gang, welcome back to the show. You know it. What am I going to say? Saturday, May 22nd, live Dumb People Town.
With the Doughboys and Chris Thiele on NowhereComedyClub.com. Go to Daniel
Crispy
Van Kirk.
Crispy Chicken Sandwich Woo! Challenge plus
you
a
can
Greenlee.
Do it with us from your house.
Do it with your house. Let's all do it together. Get your tickets at NowhereComedyClub.com or DanielVanKirk.com. We want to see you guys there.
Come on.
Come on, let's do this. When we left,
there was a guy who was dating 35 women. It was brought to the attention of the Tokyo Police.
Tokyo Police Club. Not a band.
Yes, it is. Unbelievable that the cops are now involved in this thing.
Cops are involved in this guy's thing.
All because he's telling these women different birth dates, which, is that a crime? He's not telling
them
they...
you can get away with it.
But how he met them through...
Look, the birthdays may not be real, but the love for each of them is.
The multi-level marketing scheme.
That he used to kind of...
No, that he met these women through.
Uh-huh. It's Nexium.
Nope. It involves the sale of shower-related products.
What?
Well, now we know why he did it.
Yeah.
He's just got really into multi-level marketing.
He was like, look,
he's in multi-level marketing
mode. I got to sign up one girlfriend.
Look, I can't just have one girlfriend.
I got to get a bunch down. I need some downstream girlfriends
from her.
If I want to make this thing work, I need them.
I want to watch the birthday presents just roll in,
that's
right?
That's right. I want to be showered with shower related presents.
Shower related products, not shower products. Shower related products.
So bath mats.
Squeegees?
I don't even know.
Tile samples?
Maybe. Soap dispensers?
Those are in the shower. I think it's got to be related to showering.
Suction hooks? Like pumice gloves? I don't even know what shower related.
They think there could be upwards of 35 women who have been targeted. Targeted,
yeah,
by Miyagawa's ploy.
Targeted feels like maybe too strong
ploy,
of a word.
It's like by his ploy. So targeted feels like too strong of a word. Ploy feels like too weak of a word.
Yeah. He conned a bunch of women.
Yeah.
All right, now he's got a bunch of gifts.
He lied them and he lied to them and got them to give him stuff.
Right.
That's it.
That's what happens.
One of the victims who was interviewed by the Mainichi Broadcasting Network said Miyagawa had promised her a serious, committed relationship.
Okay.
Well, okay. So
They're not... victims.
Let's be careful. I don't know if there was any sexual impropriety or whatnot.
If there was, then they're victims.
Then they're victims. But yes, he lied to them, and yes, he cheated on them, and yes, you can feel victimized.
And I feel awful for all these people, but you also have to go into it with your eyes wide open and be like, why am I not seeing him? Like, am I only seeing him like
once
one night
every 35 days?
That's right.
Come on. Like, you have to know, like, you can't go that deep into a relationship and understand that, like,
you can't. These women.
It's not like he married 30
right.
women.
These women
and he
are,
like took them legally to a place where they couldn't get out of it. Like you're just dating this guy.
You're dating everyone. He's a jerk.
He conned everyone. He didn't murder anyone. There are real victims of crimes.
By the way, he's also not selling like bleach or you know as like medicine.
I still can't even determine if it's a crime what he did to these women by telling them that his birthday.
Why are the police involved?
Looking back at the start of the relationship, the victim was reportedly surprised when Miyagawa kissed her. It was only the second time the pair had met, and she was hesitant to get involved without a clear commitment.
So, wow. Takes his time with the women.
I mean, I'm sure he's got several different women at different stages, so yeah. He can afford to take his
time
with
these
women.
This is how mid-level marketing works, guys.
Right? But waiting for a second
multi-level
date to kiss someone, that feels prudent.
Yeah, it does. She said, I love how she was surprised, though, Jay.
She said, quote, I told him, I don't want to do that unless you are someone who wants to get married and be real with me in the future.
I mean, at that point, you got to say, from his angle, like, is the birthday present worth it? I can handle 34 birthday presents. I don't need this.
She said he responded, quote, I'm serious. I'm going to be with you for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
You and 34 other women.
That's right.
He said to himself under his breath. Attempts by news outlets to reach Miyagawa for comment have been in vain.
Yeah.
Vain, a concept he can definitely comprehend.
I mean, after you use some of these shower products, you're going to be vain.
Upon his arrest. Arrest!
Arrest.
Wait, what?
He's arrested.
They arrested him? Miyagawa reportedly said, I don't want to say anything until I speak to my lawyer, who I am also dating. I doubt that.
That's right. His arrest?
For cheating on women and lying about his birthday.
He should not get arrested.
He should get outed.
Yeah.
I think he definitely should be outed
in Japan.
That
should be on every like dating site.
Like serial cheaters' names and photos should go up like wanted posters on the front page of every dating app in Japan.
That's right. That's why you know who these folks are. It's kind of like child molesters have to introduce themselves
and
their neighbors.
You can steer clear. All right, arresting this guy...
Feels like too much.
I think we can publicly shame him.
I'm going to say this. You better send a mail cop or else, boom, 36.
He's gonna be...
36.
Arrest him for theft. He stole her heart.
That's right. 36.
The Tokyo Reporter also claims a film crew from the outlet MBS News located him in Osaka when they said he asked if he was... When they asked him if he indeed was the suspect in question, he denied it.
What's he going to say? Guys, look...
It's my birthday.
Did any of you get me a
present? January 11th. It's my birthday, guys. I can't do this today. Let's not do this.
You're making me do this on my birthday?
Oh my God. I mean, he is.
What about tomorrow? I can't do it tomorrow. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Tomorrow's also my birthday. Let's do it next Wednesday. And that's according to Sharon, that's also my birthday.
I love this guy.
He is in multi-level marketing, so he's good at lying.
Yep.
All right? That's what he's gotten good at. Multi-level marketing trained him to be a good liar,
and he's
just doing what multi-level marketing has taught him to do.
When they asked him about allegations of the fraud, he reportedly fled the scene.
And fled is in quotes.
So did he
flee the scene?
I don't know. Look.
Maybe he told him he was on his way to a birthday dinner.
I just don't know why he was arrested, Jay. I have no
Unless clue. He did some bad stuff. And again, I'm leaving myself
lying
open
to women and getting them to buy. Yeah, he defrauded them out of money.
I feel like this could be a romantic comedy, all right?
Right.
Like a Brewster's Million with people. All right, he's got to date 30 women in 30 days in order to get a chance to date the woman of his dreams.
That's right.
A lifelong, he's set for life. But along the way, he falls in love with number 27.
And he regrets that he lies to her.
Right. And at his birthday dinner, which of course is nowhere near his actual birthday, he comes clean and he loses her, only to get her back when he reveals that he's given all the presents back. And once he apologized to every single woman, she accepts him. And we call the movie... And many more.
I actually think you should call the movie because he should still be selling the shower-related products, Coming Clean.
Coming Clean.
There you go.
Or And Many More.
There you go.
That is a show.
Guys, we love you. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected.
This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes. We'll see you tomorrow. La-dee-da. La-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. La-dee-da-da.
Star Fans Avenue, a podcast network.